ask you to remain standing. Dear Church, yesterday, our brother Scott Palmer, a long-term and beloved member of this church, succumbed to an invasive and aggressive cancer. Church, death is a fearsome and awesome thing, a hushed and holy thing, a tender and trying transition. It requires our attention. Today we give God thanks for Scott. Dr. Palmer, Professor Palmer, a truly remarkable human being. Today we wrap his loving spouse, Diane, and their families in soft, strong bands of prayer. In the awesome presence of death, I ask that you remain standing for a moment as we hold silence. David Scott Palmer, well done, you good and faithful servant. May the angels in heaven welcome you, Scott. May you find safe harbor, profound rest, and peace. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Two Saturdays ago, we undertook to call every member of this church to say hello, to check in. The undertaking was organized by the membership committee, some 60 members of this church called over 600 members, to say hello, to check in, and not least to ask, can we pray for you? Today we honor and answer that call. Today we pray the prayers. Not all of them, but many of them. Three members of the membership committee, Mercedes Rodeo, Dorothy Messenger, and LeClaire Jean-Louis, will speak the church's prayers aloud. The prayers are intimate and urgent, tender and poignant. We ask you, church, to listen with the ears of your hearts and to pray earnestly and urgently these prayers, to send them aloft. We know that there are two fundamental prayers that erupt from each of us, unbidden and instinctive, help me and thank you. Help me and thank you. But there is a third kind of praying. It is to keep vigil with another in their need and in their joy. That is the kind of praying we do today. Pray with, keep vigil with, accompany, and attend our church family in all the diverse circumstances of their lives. Because Saint Augustine wrote that those who sing pray twice, between groups of prayers we shall sing, turning prayer into song. Church, let us pray.
Please pray for the people of Syria.
Please pray for my niece who died of colon cancer and for her husband about whom I am concerned.
I pray for strength and courage to carry my family through this time of trial.
Please pray for my son diagnosed on the autism spectrum. I am having difficulty finding the right supports and services. I am in and out of jobs while trying to manage finding the help he needs.
Sending up prayers for my nephew who is dealing with serious difficulties.
I pray for world peace.
Please pray with me for those afflicted with the disease of addiction.
Let us pray for and care for and work for this planet so endangered by climate change.
My concern has me feel overwhelmed, sometimes frozen in place because I do not know which way to turn, or how to make each day productive in making my little corner of the world better for all.
My sister's marriage is in a very difficult place, and she and her two children are struggling. Her pain is resonating throughout our whole family. Please pray for us.
We are heartbroken about the direction our country is taking and about the hurts and harms of racism and other phobia that are such a blight on our collective national soul.
For the country, friends and family in Puerto Rico, they were on the line.
My mom, who has Parkinson's disease, anxiety, and increasing dementia.
Please pray for me as I look for work and try to find a job.
I'm praying for a place to live and money for food.
I pray for my health and because I am feeling fragile.
Please pray for my loved one whose health is failing.
St. Augustine wrote that those who sing pray twice. Let us sing and pray.
Please pray for the well-being of my family.
I pray for daily guidance and the increased knowledge that each day does bring with it opportunity to spread God's grace and love.
I ask for strength and courage to handle all that is required of me with grace.
I pray for my grandchildren.
My husband died several months ago, and I would appreciate your prayers.
Because those who sing pray twice, let us sing of our prayers.
Please pray for Tim, who was close to death at the age of 60 from non-alcohol-related cirrhosis and congestive heart failure. We know where Tim will next take up residence. However, his friends and family are in shock. He's a sweet Christian man. After his wife deserted him several years ago, he came to view his job to the state of Tennessee to find job for people nearly as a ministry. He made a positive impact in the life of many. Go with God, dear team.
for being cancer-free for 5 years and needing strength and safety while trying to get pregnant while off cancer medication.
Prayers for Allison's future as she transitions into being a college student.
Pray for me as I defend my dissertation.
I would appreciate prayers as I am starting my sabbatical and I'm nervous.
Prayer for an early recovery from alcoholism.
Pray for my mother-in-law, Marianne, who has an inflammatory disease which is in remission.
I ask prayers of joy and blessing upon my sister, who is planning her wedding. Joy for her and her husband. Joy for Claire and Michael.
For a successful business deal that I have been working on for a long time.
Pray for me as I'm growing older and having more medical issues.
Our neighbor and her boys lost their husband, their father. Prayers for them and our ability to help them.
Please hold in your hearts my mother, who is in hospice care.
Prayers for my family in Germany for their well-being.
I pray for strength as I continue to be a caregiver in my family.
I pray for relief from constant pain.
Because those who sing pray twice, let us sing our prayers.
Please pray for my 92-year-old grandmother who faces surgery.
I ask for prayers for my mother-in-law struggling with COPD.
I am challenged by an eye disease. I am grateful for eyesight and my daily bread. Thank you for your prayers.
Prayers of healing for a biological mom who is suffering with mental health issues.
Please pray for my children who are both dealing with multiple illnesses.
Pray for me that I recover from my stroke.
I ask prayers for my granddaughter who is at Children's Hospital.
I ask that we pray for Barbara, who is having a difficult time and needs continued support and prayers.
Pray for me for my health challenges.
Pray for my teeth being healed.
Please pray for my husband who is looking for a job.
I am saying prayers of thanksgiving that my son has been making good progress in therapy.
Please pray for my dear friend Miguel who struggled with depression.
I'm praying for my younger sister who has health issues.
Pray for my son and for me who loves him.
Please pray for my good friend Hassan, who suffered a heart attack at the age of 33.
Prayers, please, for Lynn, my best friend, who called to tell me she has cancer.
Pray for me in my loneliness. I am losing a lot of friends.
My brother-in-law has battled breast cancer for 5 years, doing okay, but would like prayers for him and his family.
Prayers for my sister Sylvia, who has cardiac issues.
A prayer for my daughter and her family. as her daughter is going through a life transition that is not simple.
For my parents.
For my children.
For my husband.
For my brother.
For my sister.
For my grandson.
For my nephew struggling with alcoholism.
For my daughter expecting her second child in May.
For my father-in-law, who was recently diagnosed with Parkinson's.
For Diane in her profound grief.
For Scott as he leaves this earth and ascends home into your arms, dear God.
For Sheila and her family.
For Debbie and her grief.
For Rex, Rick, Eleanor, Alice, Edith, and David.
Because those who sing pray twice, let us sing our prayers.
Social Justice Program, RSVP.
Our daughter, Sarah, has confirmed her calling to work with children as she adores her new childcare job.
Our son, Jimmy, is cutting his teeth as an elementary school teacher while also being offered solo singing gigs in northern New England.
Our son, Joseph, is preparing for a new chapter in his life as he looks forward to leaving home and attending college in the fall.
I offer prayers of thanksgiving for Old South, where I have found warmth, for a church that speaks truth to power, for our ministries of music and justice.
For the world, overcoming challenges of inequity and hardship.
Giving thanks for my life partner of 31 years, Paul, who is a very special human being.
Moving to Denver, hope I can find a wonderful church like Old South.
I pray for spring.
Thank you, God, for the inspiration I find in working with senior citizen.
Because those who sing pray twice, let us sing our prayers.